Dr. Teresa Bowman, psychotherapist, director, and founder of Vision, Hope, and Healing.
What inspired you to get into the mental health field?
Well, it was a few things. My son was diagnosed with autism at the age of 5. And during that time, we were really trying to look for different resources and tools and products and therapists that could help him to reach his potential. Early intervention is advised for kids on the spectrum and people on the spectrum in general. And so we were doing a lot of hunting. And through that, we explored medication, we explored psychotherapy. And then I started to do my own research and realized, hey, I like this field and I want to learn more about it, not only to help him, but to help others. And then from there, I actually switched my major. I was in college at the time, and I actually switched my major to psychology. And from there, it just soared. And here we are today, almost 20 years later in the field.
Yeah, can you tell me about your own mental health journey?
Sure. So my first experience with therapy was actually in college as a part of my graduate program. We have to take basically group practicums and internships. And during this experience, we counsel each other as a form of as students, we counsel each other and we do group therapy. And I was having a session where one of my fellow students were counseling me, and it became very deep and personal. And I started to cry and really emote and share personal things. And I said, wow, it's more inside of me than I thought. Maybe I need to talk to someone outside of this just this practice experience. So I enrolled in therapy at that time for myself. And I was a single mom at that time too. So just the stressors of navigating school, raising a child on my own, trying to see clients myself, all the stressors. And it was a great experience. I learned about the importance of setting boundaries, the importance of self-care, the importance of having a support system. It was awesome.
Yeah, with the organization, what are some of the programs and things you focus on?
Within my organization?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So Vision, Hope, and Healing, we were founded in January of 2021. We're 3 years old. Yay. We're excited about that. And we have gained a lot of partnerships in the Northern Virginia area since we started. Some of our most noted partnerships are with Inova Hospital. We actually have partnered with them to provide counseling services to their sickle cell client population. So we provide psychotherapy. We've also partnered with Department of Veteran Services to provide suicide risk reduction and psychotherapy for vets. And then we do individual family couples and group counseling. So we do a lot. In addition to that, we train students who are graduating from college soon so that they can get those wonderful practice experiences.
When you talk to your clients, do you see their confidence level rise when they are getting help?
It ebbs and flows. So I call it kind of like the storm before the norm, right? We got to go through storming before norming. So things can get a little rocky and a little bumpy along the way because we're diving into deep subjects, right? And the root of problems that may stem as deep as childhood. So with that, some clients skyrocket and they shoot straight up and reach for the stars. And some clients actually regress a little bit and they get a little sadder before they get better. And that's not uncommon. It just means that your wound is healing in its own time. So we see a mix of both. But overall, at the end of our goals and our treatment plan, we see a lot of success with our clients.
Have you seen the stigma of just talking about mental health lessening?
I have, and I think it's largely in part due to social media. I think social media is normalizing therapy. Young people are great, like the Gen Zers and Alpha, Gen Alpha, and all these new generations that are coming out. They are open to talking about mental health and almost making it cool, saying, hey, I have a therapist. without shame, you know, and actually inspiring their friends to participate. So I think that is wonderful. In some cultures, of course, it's still seen as taboo, but I feel like it's starting to open up. Even amongst our military populations, I'm seeing that a lot of programs within the military are inspiring people to take care of their mental health. So it is becoming more common, which is wonderful. And then when we think about movies and actors and all these things we watch on TV, they're starting to have more scenes where they're actually going to therapists inside of movies, if you notice. And even on television shows, you'll see more people are going to therapy. Actors and actresses are portraying these scenes where they're meeting with their own therapist, which is great.
Yeah, that is a pot. I talk to, a lot of college and students about their mental health, and them being so open gives me confidence.
And I think just people are referring. I think it's actually helping us as clinicians because people are spreading the word. I get most of my calls from just word of mouth, more so than any advertisement. People are just talking to their friends, talking to their husbands and wives about the importance of therapy.
What do you do to help your own mental health?
Oh, a lot of things. I think every therapist should have a therapist. That's number one. Therapists should have therapists. But I think it's a big balance of self-care, right? Both physical and mental. And that starts with self-awareness. So I need to listen to my body. When my body is saying it's tired, I need to rest. When it's saying it's hungry, I need to feed it. So listening to those basic skills within myself, those basic needs within myself is very important. And then incorporating physical exercise, right? Releasing the endorphins, all the happy chemicals to our brains, making sure we're getting sunlight, making sure we're getting outside. I think another key point to taking care of my mental health is not overloading my schedule, setting boundaries with people, learning how to say no. No matter how much I'd like to say yes and kind of help everyone, I have to know my own capacity and my own limits, and I have to honor my capacity, whatever it is for that day.
How does it feel for you to help others?
Oh, it's amazing. So I like I said, I've been in the field for almost 20 years, and I got my start in Washington, D.C. I used to work for some noted organizations, Community Connections, Green Door, and these grassroots organizations were built to kind of help the homeless population and to combat their mental health from the streets, you know. So seeing those clients grow, seeing them, you know, move into apartments, stabilize their medications, come to therapy weekly, establish routines, it's just a wonderful feeling. When I moved to Northern Virginia, I started to work in BHIP, which is the Behavioral Health Inpatient Unit at the local hospital we have here in Manassas, Prince William Hospital. And on that unit, again, seeing people come in, they may have been in a state of suicidal ideation, you know, in a very, very dark place. And seeing them leave out with a smile on their face, that's incredible. Coming in from such a dark place and leaving out with a smile, that is the just the treasure. That's the icing on the cake for me. So I absolutely love what I do. And I love helping students and seeing the next generation of therapists come out of college. They already know way more than us. They're great. These kids are so smart. So seeing how they're going to grow and help our community is just a magnificent feeling.
What would you say to anyone going through a tough time?
Well, a few things. I think number one, it goes back to what I said earlier, listening to yourself, right? Listening to yourself, knowing that you're not alone, right? Others have gone through this, and this is a moment in time. This is not your forever. I know it feels big when we're in it. It feels like, oh my gosh, this is never going to end, you know, especially for us who may be grieving, may have experienced a loss, or may have received a recent diagnosis or chronic condition. This is forever, right? But every day it gets a little better. Right. So having those tools and those affirmations in your head, this too shall pass. I can make it through. I've gone through other difficult things in my life, and I too will get through this. Kind of empowering yourself, right, is something. I also encourage people to use the three C's, right? So check it, challenge it, and change it, right? And so if you're thinking about the three C's, are my thoughts completely black and white, or is there a gray area where maybe I can have some flexibility with the way I'm thinking about this? Right? That's how we check, and then challenging ourselves to step out of our comfort zone. Maybe there's a different way I can look at this. Maybe I need to talk to one of my supports or diversify who I'm talking to altogether. Right? Maybe I need to challenge myself to do something different. I'm in a routine of laying in the bed, feeling depressed. I may not be showering. I may not be getting up. Let me challenge myself today just to take a 15-minute walk. Our challenges don't have to be big and huge. They can be little. It can be, I'm going to shower today. That can be my accomplishment. Right? So let me challenge myself. And then last but not least, let me change it. So instead of being so hard on myself and beating myself up, I'm going to exercise self-compassion. I'm going to do the opposite of isolating by reaching out. And I'm going to try to change my mood. And maybe it's as simple as watching my favorite comic, or, my favorite comedian on TV. Maybe it's as simple as listening to my favorite song just to improve my mood. But I'm going to try to change that thing. I'm just not going to sit in the funk. Does that make sense?
Yes, no, it completely does.
Awesome.
So what motivates you?
Everything.
Nice.
I'm motivated by my client stories, seeing them grow. The name of our company is Vision, Hope, and Healing. And so when our clients come in, we have them to do a vision board, right? A digital vision board where they put up pictures of how they would like to be next year. So whether it's a trip overseas, or maybe I want to buy my first home, or maybe I just want to have more pictures, more time with my family. We kind of create that vision. And then when I see them achieve that vision, that motivates me to go even further.
With the vision, hope, and healing, where do you want to see it in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, I'm tri-state licensed, and most of my staff are multi-licensed. We're a team of 10 therapists at present, and we're growing. We also have two interns right now that work on our team. And because I'm licensed in DC, Maryland, and Virginia, we're based in Virginia. That's our home base. But we like to set up shop in Washington, DC. We like to set up shop in Maryland because a lot of our clients live and kind of work throughout this tri-state region. And so we just want to have different locations for them everywhere. We also want to grow our partnerships. So anyone in the Northern Virginia area that would like to connect, if it's a local hospital, outpatient organization, even a school system, if there's anyone who has a need for mental health or therapists to come in and kind of help them, we want to do that good work.
How can people reach out and learn more?
A few ways. So we have an Instagram page because we're trying to move into the future. So Vision, Hope, and Healing underscore counseling on Instagram. You can find us there. Also, Vision, Hope, and Healing at gmail.com is our central email box where you can send inquiries if you're interested in an appointment. We also have a website, visionhopeandhealing.com. And you have access to my calendar on there where you can book an appointment yourself, or you can book an appointment with one of my fellow therapists. So it's pretty neat where you don't have to go through a bunch of paperwork and calls and talking to five people. You can just click, 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 and you're on my calendar. So that's pretty cool. We also take most major insurances. So if you reach out to your insurance company and you live in the Virginia area, I'm pretty sure I'm on that list as a provider. So that's another way you can reach us. Or if you're old school, you can call us on the phone. You can call our office at 571-210-2000. 0268. And if you call that number, you'll reach one of our receptionists, and they'll be happy to walk you through the registration process, get your insurance information, and make sure you are paired with a really good therapist that's looking forward to meeting you virtually.